空が落ちてくる You are shot 俺の胸に落ちてくる熱い心を鎖で繋いでも今は無駄だよ邪魔するやつは
No, we're, yeah, we're recording now.
Oh, we are?
We yeah.
Are. Oh, we didn't make this
no. No intro. I want to hear like amazing music.
I'll do that. I'll do that in post production. Oh, damn you people.
Yeah, I want some like right, guitar so, squeals right before we start.
What was it? We are shock or we yeah, in shock?
You are shock.
This was gonna be the intro.
Yeah, I'll do that in post production. All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Welcome to Across the Multiverse. Hector's not here, so we can't have that fancy word speak. I am your host Diego Santos. Today I am joined with regular Rich Ruberto.
Hello, Diego. You brought me back in. Thanks.
With a smooth.
Oh, with my voice.
With his smooth, sexy sounds.
With his sultry voice.
With a sultry voice. If ladies, if you put on the bass, this podcast gets a whole lot better. And joining with us is the man himself from DeadRoad.net. Introduce yourself.
My name is Corrado. There you go.
Director of DeadRoad.net, guys.
Writer, director, producer.
Filmographer.
Caterer.
Caterer. Makeup artist.
Body double.
for
America's sweetheart, Thomas Ryan.
The Thomas Ryan.
The
Get
Thomas
it
Ryan.
Get it correct.
All right, so today's subject is...
Thomas Ryan.
Fist of the North Star. We're going to cover as much as we can about this legendary anime series. Corrado mentioned it's by his Japanese name,
Hokuto no Ken.
Hokuto no Ken.
Roughly translated means "these are my pants, Ken." They're not good with the English language. All right, so what's your favorite incarnation of Fist of the North Star? As there are many.
Mine, the original anime series, because that's the first time I've seen it.
From Showtime. Oh, I see it on Showtime.
No, I grew up in Italy, so over there everything is Japanese anime.
Oh, for real?
So I watched it when it first aired.
Oh, I didn't know you grew up in Italy.
In the 80s, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Rich, what is your favorite?
Probably also the original, and I also like the movie. Not the live action.
The live action movie is so fucking fantastic.
You'll get on that.
Costas Mandalore, he should have gotten an Oscar.
That's Chris Penn.
Chris Penn, I thought was great.
Yeah, but for
Downtown Julie Brown should have gotten an Oscar for that.
Three words, Downtown Julie Brown.
And Chris Penn.
Chris Penn. I thought he was great.
But I would say the original series and the theatrical movie, the animated movie, and then also
the one from 86, 87.
That one. And also the reduxes that they did later on, maybe like a couple of years ago. But other than that, the original still holds.
You mean the new movie or Shin Hokuto?
All the above.
Because I've been watching the like five episodes or five whatever, where it's like
movies.
Yeah, it's about like this guy named Sage, and he's like a wolf guy or something, and like I don't know, it's good times. You know what always cracks me about Fist of the North Star is that they always have like these epic battles, and it's always like I'm gonna send you to hell, and then whoever wins the fight after he like kills the other person, he's like, you are my best friend. I've always admired you. Yeah, it's always they always try to like make the death sad. Like I was watching, was it Ray versus Yuda or Yuza? One of them, Ray versus like the tranny.
Oh yeah.
And like the whole entire it's like 30 minutes of I'll kill you, bitch, fuck you. It's just like whatever. And at the end, it's like you are truly my best friend. I'm like, why would you guys just have the fight to the death?
Oh, there was a lot of students killing teachers and brother killing brothers. You know, father making choices that would lead to his child's death.
And his death eventually.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot. There was a long theme of sadness with the Fist of the North.
Yeah, like every fight ended up with people crying at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I mean, because essentially all the main characters are more or less brothers.
And they're all tragic figures.
They are.
Yeah, I feel like Toki doesn't get enough. People don't talk about Toki enough.
Well, that's because when, I guess the thing that hit the world first, as far as Fist of the North Star, was the movie, first animated movie. Before the series reached overseas, because it was way too long to just, you know, push it over. So, and the thing is, the movie completely disregarded Toki. He was not in the movie whatsoever. You know what I mean? So nobody knew about him until they either read the later issues of the comic book or if they eventually watched the TV series. But yeah, he was a big part of the show, but he was completely omitted from the movie.
In the movie, did they have any plans to do a sequel? Because I feel like there was a lot that was left out.
They should have.
Well, that movie is really... it's incomplete because it came out while the series was still on.
Mm.
It didn't... You know, the series wasn't done yet. And all it is, the film, is just a retelling of, like, the first three chapters. It just goes through the whole Shin thing and, leading up to the first time he fights... Raul, because he fights him twice in the series.
Yeah.
But the movie only covers the first fight, and it showed two different endings. There was two different endings shown. The one that we know on the video release is actually the I believe it's the original ending. But the theatrical the original home video ending, but the theatrical version was different.
How was it different?
Well, in the theatrical version, what happens is, you know, like you might remember as Raul getting up, and then Kenshiro still stays down, and then he's about to step on him, and then Lin stops. So,
yeah, that I remember.
The original version, which you can easily find on DVD, or you can watch it online, is basically they both get up, and then they're about. Basically, Raul says that, you know, he's going to end the 3,000-year tradition with his fist, meaning he's gonna kill Ken.
Yeah.
And then Ken gets poised to do the same, and they're basically going for more or less a death blow at the same time. And right before they hit each other, that's when Lin interrupts them.
Oh.
So it's a little different there because they were both basically gonna kill each other, and they, I guess from what I read, they said that the audiences that first saw it found it too depressing. So they changed it, and they changed it to the version that you may have seen, which is Raul gets up by himself and Kenshiro stays down and he almost
steps on. Yeah,
that's
what I remember. Like,
but it's cool because once I found that out, when you watch the animation, you could actually see that some of the cells were added in later. It was like it's there's a big difference.
No, here's a question. What makes you so like attracted to this like anime series? Like, what is it about? It's like, yeah, this is my shit.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I grew up watching this. I watched it when it first aired, so I got the full like experience that everybody else got. And I was a kid. I was like, I don't know, like 8, 9.
So it's like kind of like, you know, us with Thundercats. Like, if you watch it now, like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Which I also watched that too. Like, all that stuff aired all around the same time. But, you know, well, obviously, when you look at Thundercats on one hand, then you look at Fist of the North Star, which one do you think you're going to migrate to?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, that also, at that age, that inspired me to start drawing and do comic books. And it got me into art, you know, which led to music, which led to filmmaking, you know. So that was really like what turned everything around for me.
Yeah. If it wasn't as gory, do you think people would still be into it? Like, if it was just like,
I don't know. There's different types of audiences for this show. There's people who watch it because this was the original, you know, one of the first Splattertoons ever. And so people that watch it just for that, and other people that like it just because it was badass, and there was a lot of like martial arts thrown into it, and you know, everyone had their favorite character, and it, you know, it was the most badass cartoon you could watch, even without the gore.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it for Kenshiro's eyebrows. Those are epic eyebrows.
Yeah, you get so used to it, like you forget that they're there, and then other people watch it for the first time, they're always like, "What's up with his eyebrows?" They're like, "Oh yeah, forgot about that."
those things are magic.
I guess when you're training Hokuto no Ken, you know, your eyebrows just grow, so there you go.
Yeah, but mind you, like, when you watch, if you ever see the original comic book, they weren't that bad. They were big, but not that bad. But for some reason, the art direction in the animated series just went overboard with them. I guess to compensate for Rao's lack of eyebrows.
Have you played any video games? Because like the PlayStation, I thought the PlayStation 3 Ken's Rage was really good. It's like playing the anime. You just walk around like punching people and then blowing up and shit.
Yeah, when I found out that it was the same people who did Dynasty Wars, I was glad because I'm like, that's the type of game, the type of people that should be making that game.
Yeah,
because the last couple of ones that they have, like the PlayStation, Sega Saturn, they're all fighting games. So
yeah.
Now like, this one was more storyline.
Yeah, I mean, the arcade fighting game
was made by Sega.
Went to PlayStation. That was really cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, that was like. I'm surprised it was Sega who made it.
The voices from the cartoon and everything.
Yeah, they know. They know what they're doing. Yeah, it was good times. I love that game.
And they had some of the music from the cartoon, like when you do your special moves and stuff like that. I thought that was excellent. But I mean, I remember the video games as far back as the first one that came out here in the States that was officially a Fist of the North Star game was the NES one. Although two came prior to that, but they were edited because of the violence.
Yeah.
For the Genesis or Mega Drive, whichever one came here. The first one was known as Black Belt, which was actually Fist of the North Star, but they changed it. They changed the outfit. They gave him a karate gi and all that stuff.
Yeah, they changed the story.
They changed the colors and all that. They took out a couple of the tiny cutscenes that they had. And then the one after that was Last Battle, which was also a Fist of the North Star game edited for the U.S. release. And they didn't even have the rights, so that was like probably the main reason why. And also, Last Battle cut out the gore because it had a lot of blood in it. And they would just... the American version is the one where they just kick people off screen.
Yeah, they kick people off
screen. In the Japanese version, they exploded. But of course, you know, you have to download the ROMs if you want to play those versions. And then, like, the first... If I'm not mistaken, the first official release that had the title Fist of the North Star was the NES game, which was technically the fifth Fist of the North Star game.
Yeah, that was the one for the Game Boy.
No, that one came later, I believe. NES and then the Game Boy version. I mean, I think the Game Boy version's original title was like 10 Mighty Battles or something like that.
No, it was still at Fist of the North Star.
No, the Japanese title. It was Fist of, like Hokuto no Ken, 10 Mighty Battles or something like that.
But then when they brought it here, they just took out the Hokuto.
It was just Fist of the North Star. But yeah, that came after. It was Fist of the North Star for NES first, then Game Boy. And yeah, the Game Boy, I don't think they count the Game Boy version the series, because when I read it that it was released in the United States as NES, it was considered the fifth one, because then for Super Nintendo,
yeah,
so I guess they never counted the Game Boy version as one of the series.
They rarely do.
It was cool. I mean, it was weird, but it was a cool game.
Have you ever seen any of the parody, the Fist of the North Star Abridged on YouTube?
I've seen, there's been a lot of them. I've seen, there was a Chinese film made, and then I've seen that there was a Korean film made, where, like, they just had, like, animated t-shirts exploding. It was, like, really bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can find them on YouTube. You can check them out. But, yeah, I remember that was the most hilarious thing, because they wanted to mimic the part of him, like, making his shirt explode, and it was just like an animated T-shirt exploding.
How many T-shirts did he buy throughout the entire series? Because every episode he ripped a new T-shirt.
The same
and
shirt, the same armband, and yeah.
Or maybe the shirt also regrew as part of his.
And I think he lost his shoulder pad a few times, but miraculously always found it. And it's funny because later on in the series, he always has the same clothes, but he ended up having more and more accessories. Like all of a sudden, he had like a couple of tassels, and you know, he had new boots. Which he never had before.
Fuzzy dice.
Yeah. So he gained stuff.
Yeah, my, yeah, but I remember liking the character. Is it Jester or Joker? The one with the green hair.
The one that throws the cards?
Kind of, yeah. He, like, teleports.
That's Joker.
Joker, yeah. He was also cut from the movie, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Some people had, like, really big roles, like Hart. You know, like, he was in it for, like, a minute. You know, meanwhile, he was in it for, like, quite a while. You know what I mean?
Even Rao's second-in-command, Erger, he was...
They just cut through the whole thing. They just, you know, went right through, like, you know, a large number of episodes just to do this movie. But like I said, the film came out before the series even ended. So, like, you know, they didn't know. And it brings him back to the desert at the end because it's, you know, to be continued.
Another thing I liked about Fist of the North Star, you brought that back up, was the music. Especially the bands that they had doing the music for Kodomo the soundtrack. Band. The Kodomo Band, who they did, was it the first two seasons?
Kodomo Band, no, it was Crystal King did the TV series opening and closing theme.
Yeah.
That was the one with the guy that has the super high voice. And then for the movie,
they had the Kodomo band do Heart of Madness, and then the closing song, Purple Eyes.
That'll bring any man to tears if you hear that song. You will cry man tears when you see hear that
song.
And
then what happened is when Series 2 came out, they got Kodomo band again to do the opening and closing for that show instead.
And who did...
I'm sorry, that was Tough actually Boy. The second part of the first series, not the second series.
And then who did Tough Boy?
Tough Boy was Tomcat, I think, which is some chick who had a band. Right, so Series 2 had that had Tomcat doing the opening and closing.
And then was it Series 2, Linen Bat, or much older? What are they, teenagers now?
And I don't know if they're teenagers. I think they're adults.
So...
But yeah, they basically are the future of what became the Hokuto Clan.
Is Series 2?
Series 2 takes place after Raoul's death, I believe. Because then Kenshiro takes his horse and keeps him for Series 2. Series 2 came out a little bit later.
Yeah, that I don't think I've seen any of.
Well, when I first saw it myself, I saw it all aired as one series. Because I watched it on TV.
Yeah.
It was all continuous, which was really, really long. But yeah, there was a cutoff, and there's a second series called Hokuto no Ken 2. And that one, Lin and Bat are older, and Kenshiro was nowhere to be found. And then, you know, later, a couple episodes later, I believe, he just makes an appearance. I don't remember exactly why, because I'm rewatching it right now, and I haven't gotten to Series 2 yet. But yeah, he eventually comes back, and they go much deeper into the story of the Hokuto, martial art, and where it came from, and what does it mean, and why Kenshiro is the chosen one, and what he possesses. And then they introduce his other brothers that, you know, like his other brothers that came after. After Raoul, one of which looks exactly like Raoul, but is like a little bit different. I believe he has a scar.
It's like Cairo or something like
Cairo or something like that. I don't know. See, I get confused with the names, pronunciations, because I've seen it in three different languages. So, you know, like I don't know how to say it in English, but I've heard it in Italian, I've heard it in Japanese, and you know.
Yeah, actually, I do remember seeing Lin and Bat being older, but...
Yeah, what they did is since Kenshiro was nowhere to be found, they formed a Hokuto army that they invented themselves. And obviously, none of them are practitioners. They're just, you know, they're just part of this army. And I guess they were, like, you know, they were just cleaning up everywhere, like, you know, getting rid of gangs and punks and all that stuff. And, you know, but then, you know, bigger people... You know, became a threat, and all of a sudden, you know, the Hokuto clan may not have been strong enough. And then here comes Kenshiro, you know, on Rao's horse, and just
with extra tassels and stuff on his armor,
yeah, and just kills everyone. The bigger, the better.
All right, I got a question. It might take a minute for you guys to come up with an answer. I should have texted this earlier. If you were to make now with the technology we have. If you were to do a dream casting for a live-action Fist of the North Star movie, who would you guys cast as whatever, and as Ken and Raoul and Yuria? It's Yuria, right?
Yuria, yeah. Yuria would be easy, just getting any hot actress that's out there right now. Well, if you want it to be faithful, yeah, you get all Asian cast, but obviously that's not going to work in this world, unfortunately. So yeah, you'd have if you're speaking like Hollywood route.
Yeah.
Then I would say the Yuria look. It could be any of the new stars out there, because it depends. I mean, some people are gonna want it like the cartoon where she has like pink hair, and then some people are probably gonna say, you know, leave it as normal hair so it doesn't look ridiculous. So I don't know. Yuria, I don't think... It's not a problem, because it's not like the male characters where they're all portrayed as these giant, muscle-bound gods, you know? Whereas the women are not, so that's probably easier to cast.
Who would you cast as Ken, Rich?
That's fucking impossible.
That's so hard.
Not Cary Daniels.
That was my vote.
Cary Daniels looked too scared in every shot. He always had a shocked look on his face.
Yeah.
He sounds like mad surprised. You know, because Kenshiro was designed from Bruce Lee and
Bruce Lee on steroids.
No, it was like a mix of Bruce Lee and like Commando, like you know what I mean, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like combined. So it's like, where are you gonna find someone that looks like that? I don't know. It's difficult.
Just for all the characters, you probably would have to make a CGI friggin' Fist of the North Star.
I mean,
movie.
For all the other characters, like the brothers and all that stuff, it probably wouldn't be so hard. Just get a lot of these, like you know, like martial arts, you know, stars, you know, or some who are like maybe bigger than others that can play parts. You know what I mean? I mean, you could even go as far as using like Dolph Lundgren to play like Raoul. Yeah, because he's got that. Because he's got that mean face. Now picture him with the helmet on. You know what I mean?
And yeah, you could like pad his muscles or something.
Yeah, I mean he's already a huge friggin' dude. Like he is.
I must break you.
You know, you got him like you know with the helmet on, covering half his eyes. He could probably get away with it. But yeah, Kenshiro's too hard, man.
Yeah.
To cast.
Did you hear that story about Dolph Lundgren? That one time, like these guys broke into his house in I think Sweden, and they tied his wife up. But they didn't know. And then when they saw the picture of Dolph on the thing, they're like, "This is Dolph Lundgren's house." They're like, "Yeah." And like the robbers like cut her and just like ran away.
But what photo was it? Like Masters of the Universe, The Punisher. That's oh my god!
I don't know. Just, once they found out it was Dolph Lundgren's house, they're like, "Okay, this home invasion is over," and they just ran away in fear.
That's hilarious.
Probably saw a picture of him from like Rocky when he's like making one of those faces.
That Frankenstein face.
No, I fight for me. Subtitled.
No, I think that's a question that can never be answered.
I don't know why a Swede's constantly like miscast as Russians. It makes no sense.
It's the blonde hair, dude.
Yeah. The towering height.
I don't think Russians are tall. I don't remember.
I think they're regular. It's just that, you know, when you're casting an American film, you have to make them look like a big threat. So they get a guy that looks like a big threat.
Like more of the Russian athletes, like Vitaly Klitschko. He's like 6'4", so that's a pretty big Ruski. Right
yeah, but there. It's like there's a large, like, you know, there's plenty of guys that you can use to cast of various roles. You know, a lot of MMA guys, who a lot of them want to break into films and stuff like that. But the Kenshiro part is because it's so specific.
Or go the wrestling route like they did with the original movie, and they casted Big Van Vader as Hart, a.k.a. Goliath.
Let's say it's not Hart, it's Goliath.
Yeah.
Goliath.
It's supposed to be Hart, but...
I remember this for no reason. We're looking at a clip from the live-action film. It's so terrible.
Which we'll be talking about in a future episode of Movie Marks, the TV show, our podcast, the TV show, our podcast about wrestling, movies that are related to wrestling. And since Vader is in Fist of the North Star, that gives me enough purpose.
That's a bit of a stretch.
That gives me enough reason to talk about this movie.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
That gives me enough to talk about this movie that I love.
The thing that made me laugh the most about the live-action Fist of the North Star film is the sound effects, because we're all accustomed to the TV series where it's just like for the punches, and then this one, when he finally breaks out the 100 cracking fists of the North Star, all you hear is like light smacking sounds, and he doesn't even say anything because, you know, you want to hear the and you don't hear any of it.
That's actually what it's called. Someone, I don't know why, someone must have been bored. They did a 10-hour clip on YouTube of just that. 10 hours, you can watch it for 10 hours.
What's
I don't know who's going to do
this. I don't want to use the word saved, but what saved this film when it was released in Japan was the dubbing, because they used the actors from the cartoon series.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so if you could get a hold of the Japanese dub version, you actually hear in some parts when he's kicking and stuff, like you hear like the wata and all that.
Yeah, I know in Mad Max Fury Road, they had Toki Makabe redub Mad Max's character.
Cool.
So yeah, Togi is he's a bit of a celebrity out there in Japan. Good times.
Yeah.
So, actually, all right, let's actually wrap up this episode of Across the Multiverse. Quickly, you want to do some cheap plugs now?
Do some cheap plugs.
Yeah, what should I plug? Watch anything that Tom Ryan puts out. Forget about my stuff.
Be Thomas Ryan.
The only thing I can plug is my zombie web series, Dead Road. It's a live action series.
Deadroad.net.
Yeah.
And Rich, plug your male escort site.
Oh, that's also deadroad.com. Timerainisgod.com. No, like Corrado, deadroad.net. Check it out.
All right, cool. Once again, I'm your host, Diego Santos. Thank you for joining us.
Bitches leave.
Bitches leave. Actually, I think we came up with a new catchphrase, Hector. It's like, this just happened, but I still like bitches leave.
Yeah,
so
bitches leave.
I think I'm going to combine the two.
Bitches leave.
Bitches leave.
Bitches leave. All right, let me hit stop. Hammer time.